Jaylen Brown yesterday, in advance of the news about Giannis, saying that those of you who want him gone, he's grateful for that. You are turning him into a monster. So we will see if he is gone or if somehow they are able to mend any fences that were broken by this and that he remains Boston Celtic. And I don't – the text line, very interesting today because split right down the middle on – those who wanted Giannis and are very disappointed this morning, and those who did not want him and are happy, and then those who suggest that just because Brian Windhorst is suggesting that Jaylen Brown could be gone by the end of the day today, it doesn't mean that the Celtics are shopping him.
Right.
So I don't know.
I mean, I think the Celtics, Stevens only has one option, and that option is to keep Jaylen Brown. That is the only option that you have, because people there are people out there tripping about, oh, I didn't want to give up Jaylen for Giannis. So if you're Brad Stevens and you didn't get Giannis, there is nothing that you can do when it comes to giving up Jaylen Brown, and there's nothing coming back that is going to satisfy people's appetite.
But is it Brad Stevens' option at this point? Or is it Jaylen Brown who is making the decision?
I think it's Brad Stevens because Jaylen is still on the contract.
I understand that.
Right.
I mean, he may be telling you, what's his – July is when he has to decide about an extension? Is that
– Yeah, that's when he's eligible.
He wants an extension this summer.
So he may be telling you, forget about it. Like, this is it, last straw. Like, you did me dirty again.
Right.
It didn't happen. And I'm floating out here. I'm the one who looks like a jackass, and so that's it. I'm not playing for this team anymore.
But you would still have, I believe, you still have Jaylen for 3 years on the contract, or maybe two, and then he might have his player option. So that extension, if he doesn't decide to do it, you'd still go, okay, we got him for two more years. We're just going to have to regroup. The issue you now have is there is nothing that is going to satisfy the appetite for Celtics fans of trading Jaylen Brown. The only thing that you could do is you, and this is where, Curtis, you might want, this might be a world that you kind of would dive into, is you have to bring in a third piece to pair with the two J's. But that third piece, if it is a guy like Sabonis, is going to cost you some good money. Now you might be talking about you have two guys that are making north of $50 million and another guy who's making $40 million or $42 million. Is that something that Chisholm's going to be willing to do if he moves on from, say, a Derek White and, you know, some of those younger pieces?
But No, he's not going to be willing to spend more money. He bought the team and wanted you to get spend less. So
some like, real Groupons. What they're going to do is they're going to tell you that this was an attempt to improve the team. The reporting by Windhorst this morning shows it's about removing someone more than improving the team. That's their goal, because nobody believes they're going to be better with Jaylen gone and whoever they replace him with that's not Giannis, right? The Celtics will not be a better team with Jason Tatum and someone not named Giannis instead of Jaylen Brown next season.
I agree with you.
So they're telling you that Jaylen Brown is not He is leading this charge. He does not want to be the Robin to Tatum's Batman again. That's going to be the spin out of the Celtics, that Jaylen Brown was not going to accept that role again.
Game Dog says, bad take by me. They had to spend less to get to avoid the apron penalties. Curtis will argue all day long that it doesn't matter. Those penalties are not anything that really matters, and so that Bill Chisholm could spend what he wants, but I'm okay with Game Dog expressing his
opinion. I think that Game Dog should concern himself with Bill Chisholm's bottom line. I think that's a really good thing to do. I think that we should all worry about billionaires. I also think that, what do you lose if you're in the second apron? Oh, that's right, draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you willing to give up to get Giannis? Draft picks.
Right.
Who the hell cares?
That's why I think if you're the Celtics, you all you could do is pray and hope that you get another piece to go with the two J's, and Jaylen is, maybe he turned into a monster, but he's not like, you know, the frustration doesn't bleed over into anything else, right? Because we all believe that there's some frustration there, even though Brad might want to tell us and say, oh, my door's always open. Well, if your door's always open, I would imagine that you would have went to Jalen and said, hey, we're gonna try to move you as best we can. And if we do move you to potentially Milwaukee, are you willing to sign an extension with them? If Jalen then says no, then if you're Brad Stevens and you're supposed to be one of the best GMs in the league, you then got to go, all right, we need a third team to come in and see if we can make that work so we can move Jalen.
Well, can I ask you to think about something? We always talk about the frustration that Jalen Brown feels because his name is brought up all the time when it comes to trade talks. Is it possible, and we don't know because he doesn't say much, but is it possible that Jason Tatum was bothered by the comment that Jaylen Brown made about last season being his favorite season, and that Jaylen Brown was somebody that Jason Tatum was whispering to Brad Stevens about and saying, listen, we've reached a point here where I'd prefer that we try to rebuild this around me minus Jaylen Brown?
I think Jason Tatum was definitely, maybe not upset, frustrated, but I think he probably looked at Jalen sideways and was like,
what are you talking about?
You mean your best season?
We won a championship, dude.
Yeah, like what, you know, what? So I think, but I don't know if Jason then went to Brad and said, all right,
certainly are consulting Jason Tatum.
Of course.
When they're doing these things.
Do you think Tatum knew what they were doing last night as it happened?
Well, if they were, then you're telling me Tatum's like sitting there going, oh, I agree with you. Don't throw in Hugo or Shireman.
No, I mean that he knew what they were up to. He knew that they were pursuing a trade of Giannis.
Yeah. I definitely think that Tatum knows that they're trying to trade Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're Jason Tatum, you already had to manage Jaylen Brown before you missed a season. Now it's like you let kerosene on the fire where Jaylen now is emboldened, rightfully so, because he had a spectacular, season. And I just, what you're seeing now unfold in the last 12 hours since the deal didn't succeed last night and they're still trying to trade Jaylen Brown is that the organization and Jaylen Brown have reached a point of no return.
Right.
That's what it is more important to the organization to get rid of Jaylen Brown than it is to replace him with equal talent.
And see, that's a problem, because that's why, to me, the only option that you have is do what you did the championship season. You have to then go out and get pieces that people will go, wow, the Celtics are loaded. You know, who's that Kristaps Porzingis type of player? Who's that Drew Holiday type of player that you go out and go, wow, this team is loading up. Even though they didn't get Giannis, they now have the two Jays and these two other players. They are loading. Like, that's your only option.
This is Scott from Framingham. Hey, Scott.
Morning, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Real quick, before I get to Jalen, Greg, I go way back with you to AAF days. I'm 52. Back to Opie and Anthony, Mr. Carey.
Yes.
I bought an AAF CD at one point you guys put out.
Awesome.
Thank you. To you forever.
Appreciate it.
Of course. Also, it's a good day for Moose Soup. We haven't heard that drop in a while. It's a little chilly out.
Yes, it is.
But I have a little different take on the Jalen fallout. So first and foremost, I agree with you guys. However, there's a couple things that I haven't heard from you guys, and I haven't been listening at all. It's been six. But number one, to live in Florida, obviously, is a huge difference from a financial standpoint. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's a part of it. And number two, he already won a championship. I think that he wanted to go to the best situation for him. And let's be honest, South Beach versus Boston is a pretty easy decision for him, right? Mm. Last thing, and I wish Mega was here. I wish she called in. You should track her down. It's crazy. The one day, vacation, she's missing like the most important Celtics thing. But anyway, The option, and Wiggy, you were talking about this. I think what they're going to do, and I watched a lot of ESPN last night. I couldn't sleep. It was like 3 in the morning. They're going to trade Derek White. He's definitely going to be moved. And they're going to use that contract to get someone like Trey Murphy, who plays with Pelicans. He's a really good player, young, 28, in his prime. Or they're going to go after Gobert because they need a rim protector to couple with Kata. So they're not going to just run it back. Like, they're not done yet. Everyone needs to just relax and believe in Brad.
Okay, relax.
They're gonna be fine.
Relax
and believe in Brad.
In Brad, we believe. All right, thank you, Scott. Scott. By the way, speaking of Scott, we have not discussed that Mike Myers confirmed Austin Powers 4 is coming.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I love that.
I knew you'd be excited about that.
Oh, such a great movie.
All right.
When Will Ferrell has to answer everything after three questions.
Right. Oh, that'll be interesting. Now, because that is like one of those, you know, but I wonder.
You're worried that it's going to stink?
Well, we saw it with the second Coming to America, right?
Right.
I mean, it's tough to have a really good four.
Right.
You can have a good sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Goldmember was not great. The second Austin Powers was good. That was Fat Bastard.
Right. But we just saw it with Happy Gilmore. When that character, that movie has been gone for so long, the jury's still out with the Scary Movie 6, the new Marlon Wayne, Sean Wayne's one.
I think the jury's probably decided on that one.
I don't know, but I've hearing mixed things, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's very difficult when a movie's gone for so long and it kind of was one of those movies where everybody was like, yo, that was fire, that was fire, that was fire. No. Now we're getting a new Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'll go see the Mike Myers movie. I'll definitely go see that. But
did you know that Dana Carvey believes Mike Myers stole that whole character from him?
Oh, really?
Really?
So when Dana Carvey was at SNL, the Austin Powers Dr. Evil is a derivation of what Dana Carvey did imitating Lorne Michaels.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And that Mike Myers stole that whole persona and created this box office hit.
Well, it's way more the Austin Powers part. I think Mini-Me, though, has the actor passed away.
Yeah. Yeah,
so there will be no Mini-Me.
Unless there's the kid of Mini-Me, they can always do that, you know?
Yes, they could. Yes, they could.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Giannis will not be a Celtic. You could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And we will be back in the amount of time that it takes Kego to shotgun a dirty martini.
Are you ready for some draft picks, Keith?
No. No, I'm not.
What the hell was that?
They don't need draft picks. What are they going back to the draft for? What the hell just happened?
Draft picks is what
draft picks?
The Celtics are asking for in some cases, quote unquote, according to Sham Sharanya this morning on Get Up. Draft picks for Jaylen Brown.
How did it go from Giannis to draft picks? Emma swore. How did it go from Giannis to four? I was going to say four was the word I was going with.
Four.
Two draft picks.
Yeah, you can spell it out like that caller yesterday if you want to. Yeah.
Yeah, four draft picks? Like that
blows.
Is insane.
That's
that
terrible.
Would be the worst trade imaginable.
Jaylen
all the
for
other
picks.
Ones, even our guy Dice, who's trying to shop Sabonis and all these other guys, those are all better options than four first-round picks. From a team that, when are you getting those picks? Because you can't even trade them in, consecutive years. It'd be,
they're probably
2033 with the LaMelo Ball deal.
Also, they're probably not all picks. They're probably picks and swaps. They're probably not even, you're not even netting for, I don't think you can net
top
four
five protected
in the NBA. Exactly.
Four first-round picks. How is this possible? Now, it hasn't happened yet, but if that's the ask, that's ridiculous. That would all of the goodwill that Brad Stevens has built up over the last handful of years where he's put this team together. He was asked to save money. He did that, but he still had the team as a competitor and a contender, really. And then you're like, let's try to get Giannis. Ah, we can't trade Giannis. What's plan B? I don't know. We get a bunch of picks for him. That's insane.
Well, I love that too. It's like, oh, they have a plan B. They have teams lined up.
They clearly
they have
do not.
Players lined up and this and that. And, oh, maybe it'll be Trey. It might not even be Trey Murphy.
No, I think he got caught with his pants down and he hasn't been able to pull them back up yet. They're just around his ankles right now. He's stumbling around. He's like, I really wish we had Giannis.
So it would tell you, though, if they trade him for draft picks, it's not even a debate. And that is Bill Chisholm.
They are
done with
him.
Brad Stevens. That is Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
They collectively are done with Jaylen.
And Chisholm's saving a ton of money.
Yep, that too.
You can't
that
trade a max player for picks. Now, I know there'd probably have to be some other
salary back.
But you wouldn't have to take 100% of the salary back.
Well, and you wouldn't have to
take as many years
correct.
Back.
You wouldn't be taking, I'm sure it would be expiring deals or close to it. It wouldn't be, if it were purely picks, I'm sure they'd be getting young players in it as well.
No, but they'd probably also get a bad contract. They'd probably get a guy, or a one-year bad contract.
Correct.
And you just kind of wait, like a Keith Bogans.
Chris Humphries.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Great press conference that was.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what you'd be dealing with. And, man, like, I guess we're going to be able to use this cut from Brad Stevens more and more and more when he thought, he said Tatum and Brown can win a title. Yeah. They can win a title. We're going to trade him for picks.
First question in the press conference the next time Brad talks, can Tatum and four first-round picks win a title this year? What do you think? Can they do that?
I'll tell you, right around 4th of July is like a bad time because that was when Celtics got their hopes up for Kevin Durant.
I remember where I was, Keith.
I was right in that seat. Whoa. I got called in to do like an emergency show because we were going to find out. I was the one, Bragg, who read the... I was so annoyed. I did the breaking news and I had to read because they didn't just say what it was. It was like Kevin Durant went to Players Tribune. It was at the bottom of like the second paragraph.
Yeah, his next chapter.
I was so obnoxious. I'm like, all right, we have breaking news. Then I'm like reading it. I'm like,
I don't know where this is going.
Golden State Warriors.
Let me tell you.
And then I ran out of the building crying.
Something similar happened to me as well. I was at a pool party, by the way, Bragg, during
that's,
that.
That's cool.
So you got called in.
I was working.
I was at a nice
working
4th of July, 3rd of July, 4th of July.
It was right around there.
Pool party.
Yeah, you're probably having a hot dog.
Lovely time.
Yeah.
Yeah, choking it down. I was on live filling in for DA Keith.
Oh, that's cool.
Bragg.
Yeah.
During the decision with LeBron.
But I know where I was for the decision.
We were at like the scoreboard or something like that. We were on remote. And so I'm in a restaurant with muted televisions. There's a big announcement. And I had to ask Jay Deere to get in my ear and be like, what do you even say? I don't even know what he said.
What happened?
What did he say?
Do you want to know where I was?
Where were you?
You can ask.
Pool party?
Bachelor party.
Hell yeah.
In Niagara Falls.
Hell yeah.
Let's just say it went real sideways after that. It went real sideways. But I remember this is my buddy who's from, or was living like outside of Cleveland at the time, the one that I visited at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. And he literally, as we're all sitting around watching, before we went out, we're all like watching in like the hotel room. And then he's like, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. He goes, well, there goes the Cleveland economy. he's like, we're screwed.
And he brought it all back and he rescued it.
He saved the day.
That's why he's the show's goat.
And that's why they love him in Cleveland.
That's why he's the
they
show's
forgave
goat.
Him. But yeah, a lot of big moments. And now, anyway, I bring that up to say, like, now, however many years later, right around the 4th of July, you might be wherever you are, cookout, pool party, maybe you're hosting a show for DA, and you're going to find out that they trade Jaylen Brown for draft picks.
Jaylen Brown for a bunch of crap. Okay, so that's Shams this morning on Get Up.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. On Keefe, a top five Friday. We got a good one for you. Jackass, what is it?
Stunts.
No, what's the movie? What's the new movie coming
out?
Best and Last. I was about to say First and Last. I knew that wasn't right. Best and Last.
Yeah, the new Jackass and apparently Last Jackass movie is in theaters right now. So we will do our top five stunts.
We're going to count down the top five Jackass stunts / gags.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
I went maybe more in the direction of gags than stunts, but it's all
that's
in the
what's
same,
fun about it.
The same universe. Uh-huh. So that'll be at 10:45 today. It is also the Friday 4-pack at 11:30. 4-pack of questions every Friday, plus the week in review for you at 12:45. Stay tuned for that. We'll get to the Red Sox. How about the Red Sox?
Woo, boy.
Scrappy Doo, a homer and off.
Scrappy's one of the hottest guys in baseball.
Let me tell you, Kyle Harrison has no home runs off Schlittler. I'll tell you that right now.
Not. Yeah, that's a great point.
Working out for Brez.
The Yankees kind of helped him out a little bit. Dropping pop flies, booting balls, five-hole. Like, what happened to them?
The crowd wasn't happy with Brez this morning. I'm with Greg.
Oh, no.
They weren't happy about the win. They're not happy about much when it comes to the Red Sox. Didn't sound like.
No, the reception was what I expected this morning when Breslau came out, despite the win last night.
So you'll hear that later on today. Plus, we'll get the Team USA crapping their pants in a big way last night, right at the tail end of the match. Allegedly a meaningless match, but I still feel terrible about that outcome. If you stayed up for it last night.
The Stars were out.
The Stars were out.
It was like a Knicks game.
They
were showing so many celebrities.
Leo. Fight Club.
Fight Club was in the house together.
Fight Club was there.
I think it was James Cameron at one point.
James Cameron.
Owen Wilson. Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did Will Ferrell's hat say? Hawk? I didn't get it.
It's his new show.
Oh, that's his show.
Shameless self-promotion. Yeah.
I was like, that's a cool
Hawk. Yeah, is that a team? You're like the bird?
Why? Because
a big hawk.
I was kind of thinking like eagle, hawk.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought he was doing. Oh, he's just promoting himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. He's like, I'll be on TV. He's probably paid to be there.
Like, I don't even know.
Actually, no, he's a huge soccer fan. Doesn't he own one of the...
I feel like all these celebrities do.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's like owning a tequila. It's like someone recommends to them that in their portfolio you need a tequila.
I would own a
and
tequila.
And you need to own like some C-level soccer team or second division soccer team. Like that's what they recommend to you if you're very wealthy. That's what they recommend these days. Mm. You know, that and like buy Tesla.
Would you want to have a tequila?
Say it again.
Would you own Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3,
I would.
Mississippi 4,
yeah,
Mississippi
definitely.
5, Mississippi
What'd you call
6,
it?
6, Mississippi 7, Mississippi
Maybe
8, Mississippi.
Tweet Keela, and I'd have a picture of Tweety Bird on it. I'd have to talk to Big Looney Tunes to see if they'd allow that.
Yeah, you got to get some licensing there. So we'll get to all of that here today. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. We are not thrilled about the potential return for Jaylen Brown.
We hate it.
I didn't even want Giannis. I definitely
quite a departure
definitely
from
do not want four first-round picks, which I'm telling you, I guarantee it's not even four real picks.
Yeah.
It's like three picks plus a swap. I guarantee that's what it is.
I bet the Bucks are like, ooh, that's a good deal. Ooh. We get that one back?
So you can react to that. Plus, apparently there are mystery teams involved. Mystery teams that want to give you their picks, according to Shams. But apparently there are mystery teams involved. For Jaylen Brown.
Mystery teams.
Let's get to that.
I like a mystery.
In just 2 minutes here on Jones and Keefe.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. How the hell are you? It is Rich Sherdley, Ken Lair.
Yo.
And to my right, we needed class in this joint. Mm-hmm. We need someone to come in here and class up the joint. So we said, let's get the top tier Turpin here. Justin Turpin, WEEI.com. Just shaking the tree, getting inside information all over the place. And right now, probably very happy he's reporting on the Celtics and not the Red Sox.
To say the least. It is so much better to be doing this.
I know.
This team is unbearable.
It's been tough to watch. Well, it is 93.7 WEEI. And you could, of course, give us a call at 617-779-7937. As I've said many times, I don't usually pay attention to social media while we are on the air. So the best way to get a hold of us is, of course, to give us a call. And maybe if you're Bob, the guy who just calls in and wants to stay on hold so he can listen to the show, you know what? We'll make room for you. There you go, Bob. We love you, even though you're very angry whenever we talk to you. So also, the Odyssey app is a great way to follow the show. You can press the little follow button and the show gets launched right to your phone. And you can also give us a take grenade. Press that microphone button and we play your messages later on in the show. Gentlemen, let's talk Jaylen Brown, shall we? So let's get some stuff happening, Stiz. Let's
what
let
just
roll.
Happened?
Sports happened.
Oh, yes, it did. And Sports Happened is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. And you know what I need right now, guys? A good, the toothpaste is already out of the tube clip. Let's hear it there, Stiz.
It feels like the toothpaste is too far out of the tube with Jaylen Brown. And if you ask me right now on June 24th at 4:10 p.m. Eastern time, after it took me 3 hours to get home from LaGuardia, I don't think Jaylen Brown starts the season with the Celtics next year. That could end up being wrong. I'm not saying it definitively. I'm saying if you made me bet yes or no, Jaylen Brown is a Celtic next year, I'm betting no. I think too much has happened.
All right, that is Zach Lowe right there, and it already seems like the toothpaste is kind of slopped out in the bathroom counter and is festing there. It's festering.
He's not 2 days late on that. We had that Tuesday, toothpaste out of the tube. Arcand upped it with the Cross the Rubicon. I mean, right. We need some next level.
Put the genie back in the bottle.
Yeah,
we've heard like that.
Yep, come on. That one a few times, too. Well, Jaylen Brown, despite being offered in a trade for Giannis, is still a member of the Boston Celtics, believe it or not. But according to Brian Windhorst, that may not be for very long. Hit it, Windy.
Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, he's going to get traded. Okay. I mean, Brad Stevens came out. Obviously, they offered him very strongly for the, to the Bucks. The Brad Stevens came out and said many, many wonderful things about him and respectful and all that stuff. He never said he wasn't trading him.
Yeah.
Which he obviously could have done. And he met with Jaylen before this happened. And he didn't meet with him to say, hey, are you summering in Greece? Are you summering? Are you going to try the Mediterranean? Like, he obviously told them that they're seriously going to, a chance they're going to trade him. So now, whether they can find a trade that, because look, Jaylen Brown is 29 years old, coming off his best season under contract for 3 years. Those are things that you like, mm-hmm. you want. It's not a guarantee that they're going to be able to find a deal that they like that's going to improve the team, but I think they are intending to trade him.
Have you ever heard of the band The Silver Sun Pickups?
Yeah, what was their big hit?
I think it's called Lazy Eye. But for years, I thought their lead singer was a woman. And then I realized it was a man. I'm not mentioning that for any reason after playing that clip. So it sounds like Windhorst is saying right here that they are, he said they are trading him. He's like in no unclear words, he said they are trading him.
He's going to get traded.
Yeah, he's going to get traded. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Mr. Windhorst. And the question is now, all right, well, if you think he's going to get traded, then what the hell are they going to get for him? Like Giannis was kind of the only person that you could look at that was out there where you're like, all right, I get it. Superstar for superstar. But now it kind of seems to be, well, maybe we'll take this person at 60 cents on the dollar, or maybe we'll get this guy and we'll try to make it work. And Chris Mannix actually threw out a name that I've heard getting a lot more steam lately. Let's hear it, Mannix.
I do believe that a player like Evan Mobley is someone the Celtics would be very interested in, someone they'd be willing to deal Jaylen Brown for. You know, they're talking to other teams. Most of these calls that they're getting, from what I'm told right now, are incoming calls, teams looking to see if they can, you know, poach Jaylen Brown for a discount type of price. But the Celtics, you know, they've made it clear they're looking to get dollar for dollar value back in return, to get something in return that helps them win with Jason Tatum over the next 3 or 4 years.
Okay. So Evan Mobley, obviously, he's young, which is nice. He's 24 years old. He just won Defensive Player of the Year. That's awesome.
He's a big man. They're hunting a big man. That's one of the clips that Mannix has thrown out there. I like that. He's big.
Yep. Big man and someone with speed on the perimeter. Those are the two they're looking for.
Yeah, so he is somebody that could have probably been pretty effective against Joel Embiid in the playoffs. Isn't that a little bit of a...
I wouldn't love that.
I'm telling you, people are starting to... There's two things that are scaring me, and I'm glad you're here, Terp, because I want to get your opinion on this. There's two things that are scaring me. After the Giannis thing, you're not going to get any value, the value that you want for Jaylen Brown. I just have a feeling that it sounds to me like there are, like the story that just came out about LaMelo Ball getting traded, wasn't the story that the Timberwolves were choosing between LaMelo Ball and Jaylen Brown, and right, they went with LaMelo Ball?
Yeah, it was reported that they viewed that as a better fit.
Okay. So just better fit.
They could have had two Atlanta boys down there in Anthony Edwards and Jaylen Brown.
Does it seem to me as if the market isn't as hot for Jaylen Brown as maybe Brad Stevens was hoping it would be?
I mean, when you go from Giannis to whatever pivot you're talking about, obviously the market's going to change. But to think that they would take a deal that's less than what Jaylen Brown is worth, mm-hmm, I just can't see that. His trade value will never be higher, right? This is the highest it'll be. He just finished sixth in MVP voting, had the best year of his career, and he'll let everyone know about it. I just don't view that as like a feasible thing where they're going to take less from what they can get when his trade value is at its all-time high.
Well, right now his trade value is Evan Mobley and a couple pieces.
And Max Strus.
Max Strus.
I don't know.
So I don't like this. Like, no. I mean, like if that's the max of his trade value, maybe he's scaring teams away for one reason or another. I mean, the money is obviously a big part of it, but I mean, to make the trade, you'd have to make the cash match. It just, it seems to me like Brad is in a position where he's trying to get something for him, but is probably starting to realize you're going to get, after you tried with Giannis, 60 cents on the dollar, and you're not going to get the kind of value that you wanted.
If that's the case, I don't think I'd be inclined to move him. What's he going to do? He's under contract. I mean, we talked about this last time, that if you want to make things right, offer him the extension.
Don't you think something happened now for Windhorst to say it that definitively?
He's going
to
get
Jaylen has asked for a trade. He's going to get traded. That means...
Did he say Jaylen asked for a trade?
He didn't say that, but that's my assumption.
I think a lot of people have that feeling.
Between the end of the year, when Brad got up there and was very, you know, diplomatic and said, my office is open, and Jaylen went on the Twitch stream and said, I'm sorry that my basketball operations guy has to apologize for all this stuff. Brad said they had a couple conversations. They told him to trade. Maybe that's enough, just that, hey, we're trying to trade you for Giannis to split it. But I think now Jaylen doesn't want to be here.
I mean, it's totally fair to look that way. And obviously with Brad Stevens' comments the other day, there wasn't much clarity to that, right? Because he was saying how he still believes that the Celtics can win a championship with Tatum and Brown as a duo. He was also asked point blank whether or not Jaylen Brown would be on the roster next year. And he didn't answer it. He could have just said yes, and that could have been it. It could have been like, this was specific to Giannis. There was one guy and one guy only we were trying to get. And that didn't work. He left it open. He left all options open. And you could tell just listening to Brad Stevens throughout that night, that was a different kind of Brad. Like, mm-hmm, the demeanor was different. It was obviously clearly a tough conversations and tough interviews to have and all that. So I don't know. He left all of his options open. So it is really hard to kind of decipher where it's at. But I left that press conference far less certain that he's on the roster this year come opening night.
So hot take artists obviously speak in definitives. This is happening. This is definitely happening. Because they can be wrong and then they can, you know, just pretend that they never said what they said. But with insiders like Windhorse,
right,
they avoid definitives. And for him to say he's going to get traded, what do you think he knows? Like, what do you think he's been told and who told him this?
Well, it's kind of tough because he admitted last week that he doesn't really have sources in Boston. That Boston doesn't let things out. And all of a sudden, everyone knows what's going on with Brad Stevens and the Celtics.
Unless his source is not the Celtics and it's Jaylen Brown's people.
It could be, or it could be other teams around the league. Like, of course, teams are going to call in to the Celtics and ask about Jaylen Brown's value. They're going to see if this relationship is severed. They're going to see if they truly believe that you can't move forward with these two wings that play obviously the same position in this second, in the apron era. Like, maybe they view it that way. But now all of a sudden to think that Brad Stevens already pissed that this got out publicly.
Yep.
He didn't want it to be. And obviously it was kind of wishful thinking when you're talking about a player like Giannis. Like the whole NBA was waiting for that domino to fall before they can start their offseason.
Yeah.
It was wishful thinking to think it wouldn't get out. But he said it in his press conference. He wasn't happy that it was public. So to think now that this stuff's getting out there after Jaylen Brown clearly is annoyed a little bit. You can read between the lines of Brad Stevens, and it's totally understandable to think that way and believe why he is annoyed here. But yeah, I don't understand why all of a sudden it's so like a definitive thing that he's going to get moved. I understand the door was left open, but
can't
there was
scramble
there.
The eggs, Tarp. Once there's
Keep him. It has happened before, right? It happened when he was in the trade talks with Kevin Durant. Much different now, though. He's won a championship here. He won Finals MVP. He's just a better player now, especially after what he did last year. So,
but
things are a little bit different.
I think, Rich, to your point, he doesn't have the value people think. Milwaukee was afraid not only that he wouldn't sign there, but that they would have a tough time flipping him for other picks that they think, you know, deemed him worthy of.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, they thought the Miami package was more valuable, so they were scared. And I think him popping off on Twitch now has scared some in the league. Maybe not everybody, but he should have kept his mouth shut, point blank, period.
We will get to it later on, but I mean, he's been picking a fight with the biggest hot take artist in the industry right
now. Did you see Stephen A's retort last night?
We're going to play it. I mean, it's like this has gotten so out of control that I could totally see this scaring teams away.
Yep.
Now, it shouldn't because he's so effing good. Like, that's the one thing people forget. This guy's a great, great player. But he's shooting himself in the foot here.
And shooting his way out of town, apparently. I think, don't you feel that way, that Jaylen wants out, Rich?
Like, it's start now. When I heard that clip from Windhorst, because just like you were saying, Terp, you know, it doesn't sound like he's got many connections with the Celtics. That would come from his people, Jaylen Brown's people.
Right.
And that would say to me that he's like, enough, I'm out. I don't like the Mobley thing for a lot of reasons. One, because you're not getting the same type of value back. And two, I don't want to make the Cavs better. Dude, the Cavs are—they're a good team in the
East. Good point.
That's tough for the Cavs too, because they're a second apron team right now. So that is going to be tough to make that money work with Jaylen. Obviously, Mobley would go a long way with that, but that's going to be hard to do.
Yeah, you would be helping out, giving truly a borderline MVP candidate to one of the better teams in the East. Like, that is a dumb move. And all these reports are making me pissed off because there was really only one person that the trade made sense, and it was Giannis, and it fell through. And right now, I'm like you. I'm saying, if you're Brad Stevens, your backup plan was, I'll just smooth it over with JB and we'll figure stuff out. But right now, that Windhorse clip scares the snot out of me.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, well, you know, maybe indeed the chili has been spilled on the floor.
Yeah, can't unbake the cake.
Part of that, too, was like, Brad's obviously not going to speak for Jaylen. He already knows this is a sensitive conversation. He doesn't want to speak for him. He wasn't going to do that in the first place, especially now under this. Does Jaylen appreciate the candor with Brad in the conversations and how upfront he was about this whole thing and say, okay, I get it. We don't know because we haven't heard from Jaylen Brown yet until we do. And that Twitch stream, he should get a sponsor for that thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
People are going to be all over that.
Well, Terp, I'm glad you're here because you have spent time with Brad Stevens and you've talked to him a decent amount. As have I, but it was always horribly awkward at a phone interview. You've been in his face. And the one thing that that I want to get from you is I need a Brad Stevens interpreter. Because I heard some of the stuff he was saying at that press conference where he was asked about Jaylen Brown. And it makes your eyebrows raise just a little bit. You're like, all right. Even me being a dumbass, I could see through a lot of the things he was saying and what he wasn't saying. But I would like you, someone who has spoken with him on many occasions, to interpret what you believe he's actually saying. So we will do that. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Terp and Brad Stevens.
What's going on, everybody?
Wiggy, Greg, how are you?
Hello. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Morning. And NBA draft came and went, and Jaylen Brown is still a Celtic. So yeah. I don't know what to make of that. His brother was on the social medias yesterday, sharing a very emotional post, which went out of its way to show how the two Jays love each other, how they love playing with each other, how they are brothers. So obviously Jaylen Brown's brother has been given the directive about what to post. And then Brad Stevens spoke last night and offered his support for Jaylen Brown remaining a Boston Celtic, sort of. I would assume we'll get to that during they said it, but we might get to that, I'm guessing, before that chime. So
yes, Greg.
All right. Well,
I heard a caller on the sports radio airwaves yesterday who had a great point. And he said this reminded him of the Nomar offseason, where the Red Sox in 03-04 were pursuing Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And that you had Kevin Millar. The Netflix three-part series did a phenomenal job highlighting this one. The Comeback, I think, was the title of that. The Barnacle Kids did it. They did a great job. And Kevin Millar was on with Dan Patrick on SportsCenter, and he said, you have to pick one, Nomar or A-Rod. And he said, A-Rod. And Nomar was on his honeymoon and, like, flipped out. It was like, F off, Millar.
Right.
And I think that this is sort of where you are. I don't know. Obviously, Nomar was on the team up until the trade deadline in 04. And Jaylen Brown, I think, is a more talented. Like, I don't think it's an apples-to-apples comparison. But it is interesting. Like, you're sitting here. Now you're all trying to act like what just happened didn't happen. And Brad Stevens will get to it. I felt like it was Brad sounding disingenuous. Like, I think he's a pretty honest guy. And I just thought he sounded off.
Yeah, he sounded like... I was like, he wasn't saying anything. We all know. I kind of looking at it moving forward. If you're the Celtics, you missed the boat on this one. There's nothing that you could do that is going to get people, I would say, like, back on if you trade Jaylen Brown, right? And but I don't think you're ultimately going to.
What are you saying? What do you mean?
Like, I don't think you could trade Jaylen Brown now. Like, I don't think
now you think you can't trade him.
No.
Yesterday you said they had to trade him.
No, I said they had to trade him for Giannis.
Yeah, but then you said going forward that he was going to be upset and bothered and hurt, and so.
But I also said you only have one option, and that is to keep Jaylen.
So you mean what when it comes to strategy, what you're going to get for him? Like, you can't get rid of him.
No, because you're not going to get nothing in return that matches who he is as a player.
Well, he said last night that he is going to be a big part of what they're doing going forward. So sounds to me like there's nothing out there, at least so far, that is appealing to the Boston Celtics, and they are going to stick with the two Jays, and so and see what they can add around them.
Right.
I guess.
I mean, I heard everybody.
You guys think that they're going to still be? You think Jaylen Brown is still going to be on the team?
Yeah, because you got no other option. I think when you start to look at it, whatever you trade him for, you're going to look foolish as an organization.
Yeah,
it's going to be you're going to be getting pennies on the dollar.
So, what was the Windhorse stuff yesterday after the deal fell through for Giannis? Was that just nonsense?
I mean, Windhorse going like, oh, they're still going to possibly
could happen today, but there's definitely he's still on the market.
Yeah, but they said didn't he say like it could happen before the draft? Like,
could.
Yeah, I don't believe he's going anywhere because it's pennies on the dollar. So,
well, I mean, to be fair, there is reporting not speculating that there are several teams that are interested, and I've expressed that to the Celtics.
Right.
That, you know, Houston, the Clippers, what, like, there
but
are.
But they don't have anything that's going to match what Giannis would have been.
No,
so,
no, I mean, Giannis is a top five, maybe according to Bill Simmons, top seven player in the league. I don't think anybody currently is going to has a disgruntled top five, top ten player who are going to move, but who knows?
And Jaylen's top ten, so why would I trade a top ten player for somebody who's probably not even in the top 20?
So let me ask this question, as it pertains to the reporting from Shams, I believe it was the night of the deal to the Heat from the Bucks. It was that Jimmy Haslam, who was like. Should I have known that he owned the Bucks? Like, the dirtbag owner of the Browns owns the Bucks. In 1 month, he trades Myles Garrett and Giannis. What an owner! And so that night, to me, if I'm the Celtics and I'm doing their PR, I say, we had a deal in place. Jalen said this is not a destination that he wants to go to, and we wanted to do solid by a guy that's done solid by us, so it didn't work out. Instead of saying we were done and we just didn't include Hugo, like, to me, that's, wouldn't that save face? Like, okay, we, it's our job, Brad Stevens, it's my number one job to pursue any avenue to improve the team. Mm-hmm. I believe that Giannis would improve the team. I've expressed that personally in conversations with Jalen Brown. Jalen expressed to me as the deal was about to be consummated that this was not a destination he would go to willingly. And we said, you've done enough by us. We're going to do right by you. What? Why wouldn't you just say that? Because then I feel like everybody saves face. Brad says, I was negotiating in good faith, but if the player doesn't want to go, we can't force him to go.
Yeah, they look like they're great employers because they're concerned with their guy, and they want to send him to, if they're going to send him somewhere, they want to send him to a place where he wants to go.
Right, yeah. Like, I feel like in that case, everybody wins.
Yeah.
But are we still, I know, are we still under the impression, because I haven't heard Shams or Winhurst say that the reason why the deal fell through is because Jalen didn't want to go to Milwaukee. So is that like something that's still...
Well, the reporting is that Haslam didn't want to trade for Jalen because Jalen didn't want to be there long term.
But they... where is this report come?
We talked everywhere
about the show yesterday.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but that. But I'm saying from the... We haven't heard that from any of the NBA experts.
What do you think is more...
The NBA insiders.
What do you think is more believable? That the Celtics were about to trade for Giannis. Jalen had his bags packed. He was ready to go to the Harley-Davidson Museum.
Right.
And Brad said, no, you can't have Shireman. Or they had the deal agreed to, but the owner of the Bucks said, we're only doing...
Did Curtis swear?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, now...
What a terrible start to the show.
Did you dump out of that?
Yes.
Okay. Apologize for the early dump out.
God, that was...
And Chris Curtis's potty mouth. Sorry about that. This is Rob from... Speaking of potty mouths, from New Jersey. Hello, Rob.
Greg.
Rob, sorry, go ahead. What's up?
First time, long time. Listen to you guys every day.
Thank you. New Jersey. Thank
it's
you.
It's hard to be a Boston fan in New Jersey. You know, it is hard.
Yeah.
But what I want to say about Jalen Brown is at this point, they have to keep him. They have to keep him. There's no way they can get rid of this guy at this point. There's just no way. There's nothing that you can get for him that is as good as you can get for Jalen Brown.
So you're saying they can't get anything currently that is equal to equal or better than Jalen Brown. So that's okay.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know what, when somebody like Jalen Brown becomes available, then I don't know what teams are willing to do when it comes to who they're willing to offer up. I have no idea, but I listen, they're not getting a Giannis. So, but they also may be dealing with a guy who is unhappy to be here. Like he may have told them, last year was great. Loved it. Loved having my own team.
Right.
Loved being able to stream whenever I wanted to stream. Tired of people criticizing what I say on my stream here in Boston. Tired of sharing the limelight. I have no idea what he said to them.
Work with me here, Greg and Wiggy. July 30th, is that when the new deal can be done? The new extension?
It has to be done by the end of July.
Okay. Let's say they don't do it. Chisholm doesn't give them the new max deal. What do you think the fall looks like around here? Because I don't think they want to give it to him. They just tried to trade him.
Yeah. So he's going
to
be upset.
You have to look beyond today and the immediacy of people trying to do damage control. Like, obviously, they're going to say that it's kumbaya and we love each other. They just spent a month trying to trade the guy.
And this goes back to the first part, I believe. I don't believe the Haslam report, because here's why.
Wait, we can't do this with every story where
it's not about selective. It's about...
It's the definition of selective.
No, listen to how the timeline works out. They have been trying to trade Jalen Brown to the Milwaukee Bucks since the season.
No, they've been trying to trade for Giannis with potentially three teams, not directly with the Bucks.
But there has been communication about... The Bucks since the season.
But it was only in the final days of these negotiations that it was one for one team.
No, but listen.
Right?
They've been talked about. So the point that I'm making, if Brad is somebody who went up there and says, I'm as transparent as you could be, he had talked to Jaylen Brown and said, Jaylen, here, we've been in talks with Milwaukee. That's one of the teams that has interest in you. And that is possibly a place that we could trade you to. And if that moment, if Jaylen's like, I'm not going there and I'm not extending or signing with them, and that's a month and a half ago during the season.
Well, why would it be a month and a half ago? They were talking up until the day before the Giannis trade. There were multiple reports that there were three teams involved.
Right.
There was also
reports that they were going to potentially do a one for one. So my point is,
but there really wasn't until the end weeks.
No, but there was trade talks. So
of course there were trade talks.
But in the beginning, there wasn't three teams. In the beginning, it was just Jaylen for Giannis. The three teams didn't come till later.
What do you mean by the beginning? What timeline are we talking about?
We're talking about when they were talking about potentially trading him during the season.
During the season, one for one?
Yeah, they explored the Milwaukee.
He was injured this season.
No, there was no.
I'm talking about the Giannis trade.
Right, Giannis was injured this season.
Yeah, but they were talking about.
Is it just me or is this tedious?
No.
It's
because I can't. Like I'm getting a popsicle headache. Well, let me get my point is this.
You should get a crumble. You should get a crumble drink.
No. I'm going to need sugar hair in a minute. I'm going to need sugar hair. My point is this. Jaylen Brown, they were talking to him about going to Milwaukee. If he wasn't willing to go to Milwaukee and he didn't want to be there, then they should have never put their foot on the gas to potentially move him there. They would have talked about that and they would have pulled out, or they would have did everything in their power to get him or get a third team in. And so that's why I believe that they didn't want to throw in the young players. I don't believe it had anything to do with Jaylen Brown, my opinion.
All right, we will have more, I'm sure, to talk about.
God, I want to eat a bullet after dealing with you two.
Oh, it's us. I see.
Yes, with a little bit of caramel syrup on that thing.
All right. Well, sorry about that. We apologize.
No, don't worry about it. You're wearing a firearm shirt. I don't want.
Sorry. Sorry you have to put up with us.
No, I mean, it is what it is. I have to put up with my wife here and there.
Well, I am very feminine.
Sorry that we try to clear a path through the nonsense.
No, I'm just trying to give it to you.
And get to the factual.
I'm serving it up like a fourth grader.
Okay. Well, I will say, Massachusetts on the basketball map because of the number one pick, which is pretty cool. AJ DeBanza, Brockton Wiggy.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool for our Commonwealth, and we will talk about that and about a Red Sox win and about what is going on with the absolute disgust that is being directed toward the fans of the English soccer team by our city, which is an interesting turn of events.
Love
based
it.
On the experience with Scotland. I'm all in for it. So a lot to get to, and we will do it in a couple minutes. Am I allowed to say that, though, after yesterday?
Yeah, you're definitely allowed to.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. We will be back in the amount of time it took Curtis and Mrs. Curtis to make James.
Getting on my last damn nerves, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, he's so full of shit, I want to throw up. Suddenly, we're unethical because we're telling you how your comments came across.
Oh, Stephen A. Smith. You love getting real loud. Oh, he is just the best. And Jaylen Brown has made Stephen A very happy man by mentioning him once again. It is Rich, Ken, Christian Arcan here at the Ford Clubhouse at Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Employee Pricing for All. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball and that dirty water. Noah has gone to check out. It was a very scientific experiment. We were going to see what the highest selling currently non-injured player on the Red Sox jersey is selling the most. I don't know which one it would be.
What is your bet?
Oh, I got, you know what? I didn't even come up with it. I would have to say that
I'm going
it's
Durant.
Going to
Put
be
me in for Durant.
I'm trying to think of like what ones who aren't injured have I seen around other than Jaren Duran. I don't want to do Jaren Duran because you already picked that. I want to pick something different.
Mickey Gasper's hot right now.
Like, I see like Yoshida jersey sometimes.
Oh, Chapman.
Chapman.
I'm going to say Chapman. Aroldis Chapman. It'll be really funny.
He'll be a Yankee by the end of the week.
Because he's gone. Yeah. Like all his players, like even Jaren Duran, yeah. There's rumors that he'll be gone. Yeah. So how funny would it be if like the two highest non-injured selling jerseys are two people who are going to be gone? Is that Noah right there? Oh, here. Let him in. We locked him.
No, leave him out.
We sent him to do something, and we locked him out by accident.
He's got the key.
They think it's the paparazzi trying to come in here and talk to us. All right, we'll talk to him in just a second. Let's go to Andrew on line one. Andrew, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just weighing in a little bit on the good conversation you guys are having about the Celtics.
Yeah.
I love Brown. I love Tatum. And I understand it's a business, and, you know, if Brown gets traded away, it's the thing that happens. But are you guys nervous at all about, you know, Tatum, you know, kind of still coming back from injury? I feel like that would be the most painful, you know, option of, you know, Brown gets traded away and Tatum unfortunately gets hurt again. I'm interested what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, and Andrew, I had a nightmare when they were going after Giannis that Giannis would get here. Giannis would break down instantly because he's a 31-year-old big man, and then Tatum never fully recovered from his injury, and we were just stuck with nothing and no Jaylen Brown. That was a realistic thing that I had bad nightmares about happening. But right now, I think realistically, he's going to come back and be fine. But this whole thing where they're talking about now that you can't get Giannis, and there could be, there's other names that have been thrown around. This Mobley deal with the Cavs is BS. Like, they can't do that.
Well, I have a source in
Cleveland. Better not.
Well, my main reason is that, you know, first of all, Evan Mobley is obviously a very good player. He, you know, he's 24 years old, defensive player of the year. Very, very good. But you're going to make the Cleveland Cavaliers a better team if you give them Jaylen Brown. They are in the East. You don't need to be helping anybody in the East get better, significantly better. Don't you think that that's an upgrade? Them, like, minus Evan Mobley plus Jaylen Brown?
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I think Mobley has, his label is he's soft, right? So, but I texted my buddy. He's in the front office in Cleveland. We grew up together.
Ooh.
He says, sick brag, hard-pressed to believe that this team, although they need a shakeup, that already has a shortage of big men, would give another one away for a scoring guard. It's a position that is literally the very last of the Cavs' multiple concerns right now. So he's not buying it. Take that for what you will. I mean, I have definitely heard the smoke out there. Mannix is all over this. I don't think it's like if you could get Mobley and a couple other pieces, I guess you would think about it. God, but it's depressing. They blew it with Giannis. There's nothing left. There are no good options.
I agree. And I think that what you have to do now is you've got to have Brad Stevens talk to Jaylen Brown, talk him down, which I definitely think he's got the skills to do. He's a good GM. This isn't the first time Jaylen Brown's name has been thrown out there in speculation, and just say, hey, man, we are going to keep you. Don't worry. We're done looking around. You know, obviously the Giannis thing was something we considered, but we are not going to do that anymore. We're going to move ahead, and we want you to be a huge part of this. We're going to try to find some sort of big man to put around you, and we're going to go for another run. Now,
we'll trade you.
We're cool, right?
We'll trade you at the deadline.
Yeah, right. We'll trade you at the deadline. We're cool, right? But I mean, but you know, they're paying him $1 zillion. That's part of the gig.
Right.
Part of the gig is that you could get traded. And Jaylen and the
2-year extension is out there. I do think that is you could do goodwill and say, look, we weren't going to do this, Jaylen, but let's pick up those extra 2 years.
It is the ultimate, you know, like kiss and make up. You know, it's like, you know, buying a, you know, piece of jewelry for your girl when after you get in a fight.
That works, doesn't it?
But in this case,
look at Vrabel got the misses at the Utah airport.
Pink hoodie.
It's like a big, what was it, the duty free?
Yeah,
got her a big thing of Toblerone and some alcohol.
No, they're fine.
I just don't. But the problem with there's a big problem with all of this, and that's when you step back and you say, okay, if you give them the 2-year extension, then everything's gonna be all fine and good. As a Celtics fan, do you really want them to lock into that much money and that many years with a team that really couldn't pull it off? They got embarrassed the past two seasons.
But I think it's the best playoffs of your options, because I think what you don't want is to trade Jaylen for a bunch of young guys. When you have Tatum in his prime,
yes.
Right, Arkin? How frustrating would that be when you get a bunch of 20-year-olds around?
Yeah, it would be brutal. It would be a brutal way for this to end. It would be a brutal way for the Jays era to end here if that's what you end up doing. If you end up trading Jaylen Brown over hurt feelings because the Giannis thing didn't go through and you didn't really have a plan B. That's the other thing.
I've heard from a lot of different people, Celtics writers and everybody. Well, the Celtics, Brad Stevens is smart. He's going to have a plan B. Where's plan B?
Right.
You know, this is a couple of days later now, and I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing any good offers. I'm not hearing any good names. I haven't heard any Ken Laird pivots. I haven't heard anything. There's nothing. Where's plan B?
I have nothing. I mean, I don't. Trey Murphy doesn't make sense.
Trey Murphy? I don't.
What is that?
I don't even know what Trey Murphy looks like.
You know what's great is that I think that plan B was we're just going to keep Jalen. But it might be out of his control now.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to Windhorse. If you don't mind, Stiz, can you pull up the Windhorse? Listen to how confident this manly man is telling you about how he truly thinks that Jalen Brown is gone.
Jalen Brown.
Yeah, he's going to get traded. Okay, I mean, Brad Stevens came out. Obviously, they offered him very strongly for the, to the Bucks. The Brad Stevens came out and said many, many wonderful things about him and respectful and all that stuff. He never said he wasn't trading him.
Yeah.
Which he obviously could have done. And he met with Jalen before this happened. And he didn't meet with him to say, hey, are you summering in Greece? Are you summering? Are you going to try the Mediterranean? Like, he obviously told him that they're seriously going to, there's a chance they're going to trade him. So now whether they can find a trade that, because look, Jalen Brown is 29 years old coming off his best season under contract for 3 years. Those are things that you like, mm-hmm. you want. It's not a guarantee that they're going to be able to find a deal that they like that's going to improve the team. But I think they are intending to trade him.
You can't trade him for 50 cents on the dollar to save face. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, you. If you're the Celtics, you're going to have to kiss his ass now. You're going to have to try to figure out a way to make this work.
I think Houston is the only option. It's Şengün, who was an all-star this year. He's an offensive player. He's not a great defensive, like, rim protector, if that's what you're looking for. Not a great shooter. I like that. But then you put a couple, like, you know, other pieces around him, Jabari Smith Jr., at least if you have the point of no return and Jalen demands that he be let out, that I guess like Houston, maybe Portland, I guess. I don't know the Portland roster well enough. Donovan Klingon, who was UConn, the big man, and you have great. A couple pieces around him. You know?
Vigia, what's the guy's name? They have one good player. I forget his name, though.
I don't think they'll trade.
Scoot Henderson, you know, guys right. like that. Like, if that's what you end up trading Jalen Brown for, then that's...
You're just...
A disaster. I mean, that's a disaster.
Disaster. What you're left with.
Full-on disaster.
This feels like we're getting Jeff Green and a Nad Kristich.
Yeah.
Like, now, would you have rather...
Pull.
If they had convinced Minnesota to do the deal with Naz Reid, I don't even wouldn't have liked that. Like, Naz Reid and a bunch of picks.
Giannis was the only player that was out there that it would have been worth giving up Jalen Brown for. Everything else I hear is that you are absolutely selling yourself short. Now, one thing you can say, and it sure does seem this way, is that the market for Jalen Brown isn't as robust as we thought that it was. And their opinion of him apparently isn't as high as it absolutely should be. I mean, it really should be a lot higher. People should be giving up. I mean, they keep saying it. This guy was in consideration for MVP this year.
Well, again, he's going on Twitch at 5 o'clock. I think that's hurting his value. He just will not stop. He's addicted to it.
You know what? But maybe he wants his value to be hurt because he wants to stay a Celtic.
This
maybe he doesn't want to move.
This relationship is over.
Thank you, Kendrick. I love Kendrick Perkins. I do. And you know what? I don't think that he's got any kind of inside info with the Celtics anymore. I think he's made enough enemies over there.
But maybe with players. I think the players talk. One thing I thought, ESPN had the Morris twins on, Markeith and
Marcus
who played here. And they had a couple interesting things. The one thing that they said that I thought was, Marcus Morris said, I think Jalen has been a little bit too wordy about his own goals. Then went on to say, but why doesn't Tatum get discussed in trades? And then to that, Markeith said, because Tatum keeps his mouth shut.
That's part of it. I'm telling you, if you just... I wonder how much they would be considering trading Jalen Brown if he hadn't said anything. Mm. I know that they would want to be making some sort of change, but I don't know if they would have been so eager to just throw Jalen Brown out there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I also think his value is much higher than Tatum's at the moment. Tatum may be a better player, but he's coming off an injury. He missed Game 7. He couldn't play. So I can't imagine if this is what you're getting... In terms of offers for Brown, then the Tatum offers probably aren't any better, wouldn't be any better. You think that he's the better player, so you don't trade him. That's like a bad time to do it.
I can understand why you say that. I do disagree, though. I think Tatum I think he might have out of maybe like five or six players with a better value than him right now.
I mean, Tatum's. Even after the injury?
Yeah, even after the injury. I think there's a belief that he's going to come back to him. Yeah.
And I hope that he does, but, you know, the injury was a big deal, and then he couldn't post in Game 7. So, you know, like, I don't think that helped his value.
No, it didn't. But this is a weird spot that they're in, and all I know is that Stephen A. Smith is challenging Jaylen Brown to a debate, which is going to suck like the last time they got together, where Jaylen Brown is like, "You have a great show, number one show, you know, taking over the world." And it's like, I thought you were angry at him. Like, you've been so mad. You've been talking so much trash. It's like, it's amazing how when people actually meet face-to-face,
I know.
Like, when they're behind a computer and stuff, they're all angry, but then they meet just like, hey, what's up?
Like two dogs barking through a fence, and then you move the fence, and they're like, going, like
hey, hey, what's up? How you doing? All right, 617-779-7937, and we'll be right back.
That's Windhorst. I'll agree with him on half of his comments. I think Jalen's probably going to be elsewhere, which is a shame. Especially when Jay King, again, says the Celtics.
Yeah, they're kind of starting to get close.
And their front office, a good point, would consider offers based more on younger prospects, picks, and pick swaps.
That's insane.
For Jaylen Brown.
That's insane. This team, even though they failed in the first round, it seems like an overreaction to be like, they don't have it, they can't do it. They were the favorite before the playoffs began.
I mean,
even with the injury, even with everything, they were the favorite when the playoffs began.
They were up 3-1 on Philly.
They're the favorite now.
Correct.
To win the Eastern Conference.
Good point.
And so maybe things will change, and maybe part of that was like, you know, Vegas thought they were going to get Giannis or whatever, but they had to be prepared even if they didn't. Just a Tatum-Brown combo, factor in a couple of the other guys on the team, they were still anticipating could win the Eastern Conference. Now, you and I both think the Knicks would beat them in a series right now if the rosters were the same.
I do.
But they're better than most teams, if not all teams, in the Eastern Conference. And yet you'd be willing to trade Jaylen Brown for picks and prospects? That's wild. What are you rebuilding? You're not that far away.
Right, because like younger prospect, that doesn't sound like Mobley, right?
No.
Who I don't like, but a lot of people like.
Oh, he's a good player.
That doesn't sound like Sabonis.
No,
that
definitely
might,
not Sabonis.
That maybe sound like Trey Murphy.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, okay, who's a younger prospect? Not player. Younger prospect.
Yeah.
Picks and pick swaps. Hey. So I'm with Windhorst. It sounds like Jalen's going to be playing elsewhere, which I'm very much against.
Sabonis is older than Jaylen Brown, I think.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so it won't be Sabonis. That doesn't, or at least in that scenario.
In that scenario laid out by Jay King.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't want to move Jalen, but I'm starting to warm up to the idea that he gone, as you said, Keith.
He for sure gone.
The piece that I disagree with Windhorst and others, you know, like Terp said this earlier in the week, I don't think they have a plan. I don't think they have a plan. I refuse to believe they have, like, some plan lined up. I think almost all the eggs were in the Giannis basket.
Yep.
They freaked out. They didn't tell Ugo, you gone.
I was going to say, not all the eggs. Barrel of Shireman and Ugo were not involved.
All the Jaylen egg.
The Jaylen egg. Big ass, big egg.
In the basket, big egg. Yeah. It's a hefty egg.
Yeah, you think it could have gotten it done, but it did not.
It's a jumbo, is what it is.
Yeah.
And they put it in there, and now they're like, oh, well, now we got to scramble because...
Do I really look like a guy with a plan?
But he's not coming back.
But shouldn't plan B have just been, all right, let's smooth it over, and not plan B, all right, let's open it up to offers?
Yeah.
Because that seems worse.
This is why I still think the Stevens comments about I can't predict the future, and he said it like 3 times in 55 seconds. I can't predict the future. I don't know the future.
I think he's scrambling. This is the first time I would say Brad Stevens is shooketh.
Yeah.
This is like him up against the ropes being like, this not great.
I think the reason he said that is because maybe he knows it's coming or it's already happened and it's not public yet that Jaylen has requested out.
I'm shooketh.
So yeah. I wonder if it's some of that. And again, can I hear this comment again from Jaylen?
Yeah, this is hot.
One underestimated thing in here is like the one person clapping.
Yeah,
it's just one. It's not a whole room.
Yeah, no.
Jaylen's in front. Are they on like a basketball court? I looked at the video yesterday. I have to look at it again.
He's
are they at like a camp or something?
Yeah.
Or they're in like a big room and like literally one person's like, "Woo,
yeah,
yeah, get him." So, anyways, let's hear this one more time because this sounds like a guy either shooting his way out of town or a guy who knows he's gone or knows he's done with the franchise.
ESPN is unethical, and Stephen A. Smith is the head face of that, but. You know,
woo!
The organization, the players, they were all in agreement. They all knew what I meant by that. Our team was basically salary dumped. You know, we lost a lot of players. And for us to emerge and still be in the same position.
I could listen to that every segment. It gets funnier. It gets funnier every time I hear it.
It's just a team of salary dumps.
It's just me and a bunch of salary dumps.
You and so.
But, you know, the organization...
But I like how
that's like when we do a live show and I have what I think is a hot take. It's like one
person.
Guy. Ah, Jones, Get him, Jones.
You're like, guys, I'm starting to think Breslow might not be good at his job.
All right.
Woo!
You!
Get him.
That was a team of salary dubs. You know what's funny is he still goes back to, yeah, they overachieved in the regular season, but ignoring the fact that they lost in the first round to the Sixers. Because when you lost to the Sixers,
he doesn't realize we're all still hung up on that. He's like, I had a good regular season.
That's the bigger deal.
We're like, no, while you were having the regular season, we were all with you. Then the playoffs happened. And then game seven happened without Tatum, and we just can't not focus on that.
You were the biggest favorite, I think, in the last however many years, like money line odds, to lose in the first round that like we can remember in NBA history. Like, you were not only expected to win the East, you were certainly expected to win the first round. And when you took the court in the first round, you had two max deal players and a $30 million guy. Like, we're all salary dumps. No, you took the floor in the playoffs with Tatum, Brown, Derek White, even guys like Hauser's making $10+ million.
Yep. Those 11 games with Porzingis would have made all the difference.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if only we had Horford and Porzingis.
What mystery illness was he going to land?
I don't know. So, like, yeah, we're just all salary dumps. Oh, my God. Great stuff.
Dan in Nashua wants to weigh in on those exact comments. Go ahead, Dan.
Dan.
Hey, guys, just real quick. I'm not normally one to defend Jaylen Brown, but I think you guys are hearing it wrong. I think he said that the salary, team was salary dumped.
Salary dumped.
Like, with an ED at the end.
Past tense, not dumps.
I don't think he was calling the player salary dumps.
I mean, but either way.
Roster. Okay, yeah, isn't it the same? Like, if he's saying, like, the roster was salary dumped, he's sort of saying, like, that's what the team was.
Yeah, he's saying the roster stinks.
Yeah, fair enough. I just don't think he was calling his teammates salary dumps. Every time you say it, it's like nails on the chalkboard, so I just had to ring in. Thanks, guys.
All right, no problem, Dan. Okay. I think it's the same thing, though.
Clearing it up.
Was basically salary dumped.
Oh, maybe dumps.
You know, we lost a lot of players.
No, actually, now I heard dumps.
It doesn't make sense if you say it's dumped. ED doesn't make sense.
Play it again.
Yeah, but he also said agreeance.
Now I heard dumped.
I heard
was
dumps.
Was basically salary dumped.
Ooh,
you know, we lost a lot of players.
I heard the S.
Laurel or Yanni?
I heard Yanni.
Blue dress or gold dress? That's a blue dress is what it is.
But isn't it the same thing? You might hear it one way or the other, but the premise.
To the caller's point, one is meaner. You guys are salary dumps versus they salary dump the whole roster. One does have more edge.
Yeah.
But it's the same idea. He's saying the roster stinks.
But then also you're like, all right, is he singling out, like, Vucevic? Because who's the salary dump? Because, like, you did have a lot of guys that were on the team from a year ago.
I think he's talking about we dumped Porzingis.
Yeah.
We dumped Holiday. We didn't bring back Horford. Right. Maybe we dumped Simons brought in Vucevic.
Yeah. Like, Vucevic, I guess, would be, like, the face of it because he technically was Drew Holiday, Simons, Vucevic. So he was
also the move to get him under the tax.
Right. He was the result of two actual salary dumps.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a guy like Shireman isn't a salary dump, but he's playing because you got rid of those other guys.
Yeah.
So it's also a shot at him. It's a shot at really everybody on the team besides Tatum and, like, White.
And it's a shot at the owner.
Oh, it's 100% a shot at the owner.
So it's like, regardless, that sounds like a guy shooting his way out of town.
Yeah.
What do we make of his tweet yesterday? Did you see this? I should check if there's a new one.
Yeah, well, you know me. I don't care for this. I hate cats.
There's not a new one.
He apparently loves cats.
He tweeted out, "I love cats." Basically, right when we got off the air yesterday, which is a shame.
Which is too bad, because that's good stuff.
Could have had a field day with that. I love cats.
Yeah. So that's a strange thing to tweet. I also, the first thing I thought of was like, all right, is there any cat mascot in the NBA? And that's where he wants to go. But since the Charlotte Bobcats are no longer a thing, I don't believe there's a feline mascot.
No, I don't think so either.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
We need more dogs.
So I don't think he's trying to force his way to, like, Arizona Wildcats.
I would say Jaylen's a dog. Tatum's a bit of a cat. Like, that is how I would describe it.
Or he's, like, another word for cat.
Oh.
And just, like, putting it out there in the world, like, guys.
Yeah.
What's your profanity?
You know what I like,
guys?
Send me yours.
Cats.
I think that, in a way, might be what he's saying. He didn't use any emojis.
Yeah, he's tweeting about my wife.
He could be. That's true.
How dare you, Jaylen?
Yeah.
You had a quote con right now? How dare you?
He might have been saying this.
Send me naked pictures of you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's actually Keith's ex-wife.
Yeah. Oh, check the comments, actually, on that. I'm sure there's some interesting stuff.
So what was he saying? Honestly, you want to know what this one, to me, reeks of?
Throw you off the scent?
I just think he's just, I think that one genuinely, and I honestly never say this when people tweet, I'm always like, there's a meaning behind it.
Yeah.
I bet this one might be effing with people. I don't know what else that would be. What else would it be? I love cats.
Some guy photoshopped him into a Bobcats uniform, which is great. Bring back Gerald Wallace.
Yeah.
Well, he did want his own team. They could bring the Bobcats back for him.
Yeah. They could.
Good call. Yeah, that's a good call.
They could. I love cats.
I don't understand it.
One guy wrote in the comments, I love cats spells I love the Miami Heat backwards.
All right, so what's going on with Jalen?
Yeah, people are trying to figure this out.
We're
on the case.
Actively shopping him, apparently for young prospects. I want to emphasize that word, prospects.
That's terrible.
Picks and pick swaps. So how do you feel about that? Where's Jalen going? And was he taking a shot at his team because he knows he's gone? I think that one is certainly a resounding yes. Meanwhile, can the relationship be salvaged?
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably not. But let's get into that next.